I'm going to go listen to some music.
Yeah, yeah, right on. Good idea. Appreciate all you do, brother. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more. Well, you know what, James? You say it better. Wait a minute. This doesn't work if I'm... That doesn't... I'll just go ahead and play it, everybody.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Flights are getting off the ground again at U.S. airports after the FAA ordered a ground stoppage a few hours ago. The problem? An outage in a computer system that's critical to flight safety. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve begins team coverage from Reagan National.
I think you'll see airlines make the sacrifices today as far as delays and cancellations so that they're ready tomorrow for a normal day. All of that, of course, is assuming this NOTAM system, Notice to Air Missions system, continues to work.
I'm Jim Crisul at Piedmont Triad International Airport in Greensboro, North Carolina. Once again, there's frustration and uncertainty at the nation's airports.
I'm going to ask if they can rebook maybe with a different airline. I think I might just be stuck.
It's just really disappointing.
We had to completely change our plans.
Thousands of flights have already been affected today nationwide. It could take several days to get flight schedules back to normal.
There are more than 5,000 delays in the U.S. right now. The White House says there's no evidence of a cyber attack. The Department of Transportation is investigating. Millions of Californians are still under flood watches as heavy rain in the L.A. area shifts north. Molly Engelhart lives on a farm in Ventura County.
No water for 2 years, and then more water than we got in 2 years in 24 hours is not the business.
There is more stormy weather in the forecast for next week. Security, top of mind, as many students return to the University of Idaho for the first time since four classmates were stabbed to death in their off-campus home in November. University Provost Tori Lawrence.
Have a lot of different programming that's being developed right now around safety and security. Everything from self-defense, there's been an interest in that.
The suspect in the murder is scheduled to make another court appearance tomorrow. The Supreme Court says New York can keep enforcing a sweeping new law that bans guns from sensitive areas while a court challenge plays out. The High Court has turned away a plea by gun owners. They wanted justices to lift a federal appeals court order that put a temporary hold on a decision by a lower court to block parts of that law. The Dow's up 75 points. At last night's Golden Globe Awards on NBC,
Mr. Spielberg, step right up here.
Steven Spielberg took the top prize, Best Movie Drama, for The Fabelmans as the show returned after a diversity scandal. CBS's Matt Piper.
Host Gerard Carmichael opened the show, taking some swipes at the Hollywood Foreign Press Association and its long absence of black members.
And I'll tell you why I'm here. I'm here because I'm black.
The association's lack of diversity was the main reason it was not televised last year.
This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You'd never knowingly feed your pup mystery meat or spoiled grocery store food, so why are those some of the most common protein sources in kibble today? Yep, the dog food ingredient, meat meal, can be made of spoiled supermarket meat and packing plant scraps.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. Your dog needs a biologically appropriate diet similar to what they would eat in the wild. That's why I developed Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw food made with premium cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
Bailey is 12 years old. He has been on your food for 9 bags now.
Nature's Blend is pantry safe and has zero artificial preservatives, additives, filler, or meat meal.
He's got more energy, able to run around and play when our grandson comes.
For a limited time, save 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free pack of premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Marty or text Marty to 511-511.
I can't thank you enough. He's 12 and I'm enjoying every day with him.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter weather advisory continues until 11 a.m. today. Overcast skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 36. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 28 tonight. Cloudy skies. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 34. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Thank you.
Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning Magazine here on WFHR for this January 11th, 2023. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here at 10:05 on the clock. At 10:30, we're going to welcome in our good friends from Encourage. We've got Kim Shields joining us from Encourage and Danita Carlson from Mary's Place. We'll be talking with right now in studio some of our favorite people, Stephen and Katrina Hintner from Family Natural Foods. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Notice I did not call myself Stephen this time. Getting better. I don't want to brag. Beginning
yeah,
better.
You know.
I mean, with your theater background, James, I think you could pull it off.
I have to work on my impression of you. I'm going to have to really work
How
on that.
How are you at method acting?
Yes, very, very deep in method acting. So. that'll be our other show. We'll do that in the next show.
That's good. And I'll be James.
I like it.
Yes. Thanks for listening to WFHR. Here's the forecast. I'm going to work on this.
I want to be a male figure, not a female figure.
Oh, sure.
Figure.
Yeah, you get to be. How about your Seth?
Seth.
How about,
I'll be Seth. Perfect.
You can be Seth. All right. That works.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. And appreciate you two being in studio today. I was actually going to be okay if you guys wanted to call in the weather. Was the roads okay getting in?
Yeah. The roads are getting better as the hours go by.
Good.
Definitely.
Good.
They're,
very good.
They're well salted. Mm-hmm. Some of the side roads, the sidewalks, I would stay off of them. It's good to get exercise. We're going to talk about that later.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to walk, but maybe not today.
Yeah, you definitely want a strong immune system right now. You definitely do. And there's plenty of things that you can find at Family Natural Foods, that being one of them. Mm-hmm. And you guys are going to tell us a little bit more about some other things you can, because what's happening over there?
Yeah, there's always something happening mm-hmm. over there. So the fun thing happening tomorrow is we're going to have a rep for a CBD company called Workman's Relief, which is great because it's a Wisconsin-based company. Mm-hmm. Correct me if I'm wrong, it's Wisconsin Dells?
Yeah, no, it's like a little bit south of Baraboo. But yeah, down in that area, you're right. And they grow the hemp themselves and they process it and bottle it. And we brought this in because it was recommended by another health food store colleague of ours in the state. And they love the product. Mm-hmm. And it's such a good value, especially right now when we have it on sale. And it was just two things. We would love that it was a Wisconsin product. Mm-hmm. It was a great value.
It's organic hemp. That's another difference too.
And they're really leaning into the everyday person, the workman. That's part of the reason the pricing is so good and the potency is so strong. But also they basically minimized or eliminated the THC content in it. So, you know, that's a common question or concern, mm-hmm. Legitimately for a lot of people, especially working people, workmen's, is, you know, does this product have any THC in it? And the Workman's Relief has, I guess we could check with this person on Thursday and you know, anybody listening today can also come mm-hmm. in and ask them these questions, but I think they eliminated almost mm-hmm. all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was part of their mission, is this is a product for the everyday person, for the average Wisconsinite, and we're just trying to help them get through their day. If it's stress, if it's, you know, have trouble sleeping, if it's, you know, joint pain mm-hmm. Of any sorts, this has been a really good product. So anyways, they kind of called us and they said, hey, can we come up? And we're like, yeah,
absolutely.
We never turn that down.
No. So come in, ask the questions. There will be samples, different things like that. And it'll be tomorrow from 10 until 4. So that's Thursday from 10 until 4.
My dad actually, this is maybe a year ago, maybe less, kind of brought up something like this. We got talking, and with the rise of CBD mm-hmm. and us, our science getting better at taking the THC out of this and being able to use it, he's like, well, when are we going to start using hemp more? Because we've been told our whole lives, hemp, and I just wanted to double check this and everything, hemp versus cotton fabrics. Hemp fabrics are stronger, more absorbent, more durable, and better insulating than cotton. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We've known this, we've kind of heard rumblings of this for a very long time. Mm-hmm. Well, it feels like we're finally getting to a place in society where, you know, you hear the word hemp and you don't immediately think of Cheech and Chong.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Like we're getting better about that. Mm-hmm. So why don't we start using this hemp rope? Because it seems really good. Like, this is an extension of that. This is the CBD. Or any of these kind of topics are us getting complete use out of this product that has been there for a long time and kind of just sitting there.
Yeah.
Like now we're actually getting use of hemp. We're getting the complete use of it, mm-hmm. the real, like the essence of it.
Yeah, and I think that's another level of the usefulness of hemp. It grows very easily. You don't have to use chemicals to grow it. Mm-hmm. And it has a lot of other uses. I think even Henry Ford built, you know, partially built a car out of hemp.
Yep.
And it was a big thing. You know, hemp ropes were used in, I think it was World War II, maybe
there was
World
never
War
a boat without hemp rope.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very strong and you know, very abundant. And it was, you know, it was sort of the fabric of our lives.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
historically
really
speaking.
Nicely done.
You know, a lot less chemicals than cotton.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
And more durable and all these kind of things. So you're right. Like the topic of hemp had kind of gotten lost. You know, kind of it got mixed up in the drug wars.
Yeah, look at the history of hemp and rope and the history of the people that were in political positions at the time and the companies that they owned happened to be rope companies.
Yeah.
A lot of details there, a lot of that. And it's certainly what Stephen's saying, too. By the time you get to the 60s, there was no chance hemp was ever going to be able to be used as in boats in these things because of the rise of drug culture and a lot of that.
Yeah.
But we're now we kind of get through all of that and we're where we are now in society, where you know these things are actually going to be able to be used more.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, which is a great thing. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, big conversations.
It's good.
Yeah, good things. Absolutely.
It's very cool to see where it's going. The direction is going.
Absolutely. A couple other things that are happening is inventory happened, right? Check. Done.
Yeah,
woo-hoo.
I wanted to ask how that went. I was going to ask off air just in case it didn't go well.
It was super smooth and it was really efficient this year. I feel like every year we're getting new efficiencies, but our team that we had this year was great and we're thankful.
Yeah, and part of the efficiency and what makes it go quickly is us taking all these products off the shelf and putting them for sale on our inventory reduction sale.
Nice.
And so right now we have probably the most items sitting out for sale that we have in the whole year. Mm-hmm. It's often the case in January.
Yep.
So that's a good reminder. If you're looking, if you just like bargain shopping, I do anyways. You know, stop through. You might find something you like. You might find something you never tried before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you might not, but I bet you will. You have a higher likelihood right now anyways.
Yeah.
So.
And then Pranarome is an essential oil company out of the Minneapolis area. And the whole line is on sale. So if you love that company or just essential oils and you want to stock up for the season, we have a lot of really good ones. Some we'll do maybe some smell tests of in a little bit when we talk about New Year's resolutions.
Ooh, okay. All right. Let's get into it.
All right. So, New Year's resolutions. Mm-hmm. We often have different ways of thinking about it, but something that's really important to us at Family Natural Foods is really just taking time to think about what is it that you want to, you know, being mindful and intentional about what you want to work on. Is it adding something to your life? Is it taking something away? Or is it like working on, you know, there's so many aspects. And we're going to kind of dive into all of those as much as we have time to today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our list got kind of long. But but then we were kind of like, you know, it's just like Katrina was saying, it's this sort of mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes when we get people coming into our store, for you know, like New Year's resolutions, the classic one is to lose weight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But Katrina and I always kind of like break that down for folks. We're like, well, what is it that you know you really want to do, and how you know what's your roadblocks?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because people will kind of throw out things like, I want to boost my metabolism. Well, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think we kind of wrote down like a kind of a quick list of just things to kind of run through your mind. If this is a priority for you, you know, kind of to improve your weight, things like we were just talking about, like metabolism. Well, there can be different parts of that. So like, how does your thyroid work well? Have you gotten your thyroid checked at the doctors? Because the thyroid plays a big role in metabolism. It actually regulates your metabolism, your energy level. So maybe if your energy is low, and your metabolism's low, it could be a thyroid issue. Especially women, especially tend to have thyroid issues more than men.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of hormone changes and such, which it affects that as well.
Yep, and hormones. So some of that can get a little more complicated, but we do have some supportive, like nutritive things for thyroid and hormone levels. The next area that you know is common and important to address for some people, especially, and it can contribute to weight gain, is stress.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't always. You know, all of us have had a lot of stress. I think most everybody has come out of the pandemic experiencing more stress in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important to kind of think about that and think about where it's coming from. Try to address the root causes of it if you can. And then also trying to address it. We've had a lot of customers, I've just sort of realized, and I think you have too, Katrina, coming in the last couple of weeks, you know, with kind of, you know, mental health concerns.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, also let's look at this. It's dark. Yeah. It's the season of our vitamin D is totally depleted right now. So that could even be the simplest thing going into a New Year's resolution.
Yep.
Add some vitamin D into your life, which will help with your mental health and can help with stress. But a lot of great products like AngioCalm really can help calm those nervous energies or not being able to sleep because your brain's just too busy thinking of that to-do list. But stress definitely plays out. One, because when you're stressed, not everybody, but a lot of people stress eat. Mm-hmm. And so we're not fueling ourselves with the right foods. A lot of times, Steve and I talked about this just earlier, people a lot of times we eat a lot of food, but it's empty calories. And so our bodies are craving more food. And so, of course, food is definitely an element when you talk about, you know, weight loss and such too.
Our bodies are craving nutrients, nourishment, you know, like vitamins and minerals and phytonutrients. And like Katrina's saying, like, we eat all the, like, sometimes, especially when we just sort of binge on food, we're eating empty calories. We're eating those fats, those starches, those carbohydrates. And we're not, you know, our belly is kind of feeling full, but our body is not full. Our nutrients aren't full.
And our nervous system is probably fried because we had so much sugar and we're like, oh man, now I need something to calm that.
And I think sugar is, you know, like Katrina is saying here too, sugar is another important thing. I've never really talked to any doctor who said, oh, you know, make sure you get more sugar in your diet. You know, and I've never seen a nutritionist say that. I've never heard of, you know, Chinese medicine. I've never heard really anybody say, oh, you know, really what you could use is more sugar in your diet. So I think, you know, kind of trying to figure out what is driving, you know, like if you're a person who loves, craves sweet things, you have those sweet or savory people, right? And you know, too much salt isn't good either, but today the main topic is sugar. And like, if you're one of those people who just craves a lot of sugar, can you kind of find something to help that? We, you know, we have a lot of products. Berberine is a great one. We have a staff member at our store who deals with a lot of blood sugar issues, and a lot of issues with sugar.
And she takes it around her mealtime, and she said, I notice it as soon as I get done eating. I notice it just starts balancing my sugars right away.
Yeah, she's very sensitive to this. She feels it.
Yep. And but I mean, berberine's great for so many other things. It's good for like cholesterol and blood pressure and weight loss. And I've heard from somebody that took it, and I think in a week they lost like 10 pounds or something. So it really, it can do really amazing things for your metabolic system. So like your, you know, your heart, your blood sugar, your blood pressure, all those kind of components in there, which are very important.
Yeah, it's sort of like the metabolic syndrome, like Katrina's saying, is sort of this whole cocktail of things related to typically having a little too much weight. And often it's associated with also having diabetes, you know, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, and then cholesterol. So that's something that berberine in this case can help address all those in one relatively simple and not very expensive supplement that works quickly. I think apple cider vinegar works in a similar way. And I'm always amazed by apple cider vinegar, you know, very inexpensive supplement. You can take it in liquid form, or you can take it in a pill form, which I actually kind of prefer, because then you don't have to taste it. You don't have to carry around a heavy glass breakable bottle. And you know, it doesn't get stuck in your teeth
Like a gummy.
Well, yeah, the worst is really these apple cider vinegar gummies. I just don't get it. Like,
it's a very bad invention, I think.
It's sugar and acid, and your teeth don't like both of those things.
I would get extra dental insurance if you're using apple cider vinegar gummies. They taste pretty good. I've tried them. But I would rather people just maybe buy some gummy bears and then buy some apple cider vinegar capsules. And you'll come out cheaper. You'll save money. You'll probably enjoy it more. And you might need to the dentist
a
little
less.
It'll
probably be better for you. Yes.
Yeah. But anyways, apple cider vinegar is always a remarkable supplement. There was a doctor in town. I think he's retired now, but he used to send so many people to our store to buy apple cider vinegar, the liquid, and honey. And he started taking this himself because he met this this patient of his who was in her 90s, I believe it was. And she was in excellent health. You know, he's seeing patients all day, and this lady had, I think, no prescriptions. and was, you know, living on her own and living a healthy, you know, good life. And he said, what are, you know, like, it's
what
always
are you doing
funny.
A regular?
You don't hear doctors often ask you, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, really. that does not happen.
Like, who is on which side of the desk? Because, you know, really cool. Yeah. And, you know, good for him to, like, to ask that question. I think this is years ago, even. So even more insightful. So anyways, he asked this lady, you know, what's your secret? And she said, oh, I just take, you know, a couple tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, a little honey, and water once a day, I think it was. Mm-hmm. You know, simple recipe. And a lot of people have done it before her, and a lot of people are doing it after her. But he found himself that he lost weight. Mm-hmm. He had more energy.
His immune system was better because it's really good for that.
Yeah.
Digestion.
Digestion, which so is good. Part of, I think, the reason people lose weight is because it helps the digestion a lot.
Apple cider vinegar is the duct tape of the supplement world. It's so versatile. It's so good amazing. For so many things.
You can take a bath in it if you have rashes. Yeah, I mean, it's like so you good. Clean with it. Like your floors, I mean, it's endless, and it's good for us. I like to make a note about, like, if you are taking a gummy of apple cider vinegar or a liquid, rinse your mouth with water afterwards because of that acid. Yeah. It can be hard on your enamel.
Yeah, but it's such an inexpensive thing that seems to work for so many things. Whenever people ask me, should I try? And I'm like, well, I think it's quite safe, and I think. It's also very inexpensive, and I think you'll find some benefit. Maybe a lot of people, their joints feel better, you know, so like joint pain.
Yep.
Well, that's great. Mm-hmm. Energy. Sure. I could use that. You know, and then like, you know, potentially weight loss, and digestion benefits. And I'm probably missing stuff. That's the fun thing about apple cider vinegar.
There's so many things. There's a book on all of the things for it, which is amazing.
Yeah, it's a classic
and
book.
Side note, I mean, of course, this is me, so you'd have to consult with your own doctor, but I did take it when I was pregnant because it's such a safe thing if I felt like my immune system was weak. Because when you're pregnant, you can't take anything.
So frustrating.
You know, so I did take that as a liquid form. But again, of course, check in with your doctor.
Yeah, it's always
that.
A good idea. Yep. Yeah. So where are we on this list? So we talked about stress.
Yeah,
right?
We talked about stress.
We talked about thyroid health and kind of hormones.
Mm-hmm.
Sleep.
Yeah, sleeping is a huge part. Mm. I mean, that's also a good, like, you know, check in with yourself for the new year. Like, oh yeah, am I getting that sleep? I mean,
is it quality sleep?
Do I need to go to bed a little bit sooner so I can really get in that restful place? Do I need to turn off my phone like an hour before? Because a lot of that blue light and everything really affects
us. And your TV, any of those electronics.
All the devices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's part of that, what they're calling sleep hygiene. I think it's a kind of a weird term, but
sleep hygiene.
Yeah, sleep hygiene. Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, whatever. Just sort of awareness, though, I think. And a lot, there is research showing that people that have issues with sleep, it can add to weight gain.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, lacking sleep has so many other detrimental things to your health. So if people come in and they're asking us about how can I lose weight, and I go through this list like we're talking about today, and they say that they've never slept well, and that's then I say, like, well, let's address that first, and if that, you know, and then see how that impacts your weight, and then we can go down, you know, the rabbit hole of other things. But you know, sleep is so fundamental, and I think James understands this concept.
Yeah, quite a bit. Yeah,
and there's so many different things that, you know, you can do, like we were talking about, turning off electronics. Mm-hmm. We also have a lot of good supplements. I always tell people to start with melatonin if they haven't. It's inexpensive, very inexpensive.
It works for a lot of people.
And it works for a lot of people, but it does work for everybody. So if melatonin doesn't work, stop in. We have things that don't have any melatonin, and they work well for those people that the melatonin doesn't work for typically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then other things, like, of course, when you're thinking of, like, weight loss or New Year's resolutions, a lot of people think of movement and water. And I mean, those are just some things that, yes, that is hugely important. Mm-hmm. We are meant to move. We are meant to move our bodies. So figure out what is the best movement for you. Is it walking? Is it an exercise class? Is it walking with a friend because you need another support system? But movement, of course, is a very important thing.
And it doesn't have to be very much. Just like taking a, you know, 5, 10, 20, 30 minute walk, you know, like start slow and just like make a routine.
Yeah.
Cut out that time each day. and find somebody to do it with.
Yeah.
Somebody that, especially somebody who's a positive person for you. Don't go walking with your enemy. That's probably not the best fit. But you know, like, I don't know. My dog loves going for a walk. He'll go anytime I want.
Yep,
and he's positive. Sometimes he pulls a little too much.
Well, also let's talk about like the social support again. Back to mental health. We've come out of and sometimes still in this pandemic world right now where our social connection has been so little, and I think we're all craving it. And but we're craving the authentic, what works best for us, not just going to a big gathering. Maybe we did that before. Now it's like, no, I'm going to choose what that is. So figure out what that social connection is. And maybe it is through movement. Maybe it's meeting at the Y. Maybe, just take time to think about that component. And then something else that we have, and I like doing this, and we can talk more about it definitely in springtime, but cleanses. There's full body cleanses that a person can do that really cleanses like liver and lymphatic system and kidney and bowel and skin and all of the organs that we kind of forget how much work they do on a daily basis. And it gives them, some of these herbs really kind of just clean them up a little bit, reset our body, which can reset your metabolism a little bit for some people. And it just, at that time too, you can be more mindful about what am I eating, what am I drinking, what am I putting into my body. And so that one's a really a good thing to do too on a regular.
That's this is some years back when I was still working at when we had a GNC in town and stuff, and I was working at one, but I was warned, like, when January came around, hey, we're going to sell out of detox. We're going to sell out of these things. Because there was this huge trend of, especially the start of the year or the beginning of spring, detoxing and flushing out your system and all this. And I don't know if it's still as big as it was, but I know that the trend didn't stop. Yeah. Especially for the people that it really worked for, they speak so highly of it. There's few products that I can remember people talking more highly about than being able to detox and how good they felt afterwards. It's something I'm still to this day wanting to try because it just seems like it really works really well for a lot of there's not many things where it seems like this works for everybody, like that kind of thing, where it's very seldom that I heard somebody say, that didn't do anything for me.
Yeah, it's a good one. I think for Steve and I, we like New Year's or New Year, that's good because it's a new page to your day or to your year. But I think our favorite time for cleansing actually is springtime because if you think of our environment, it's naturally taking a layer of that snow and there's growth of like dandelions. Dandelions is one of the best things for cleansing.
Yeah, so
it's like an environmental, I look at it more of like a, I think of spring, like March, April is the perfect time for cleansing.
I like that. Yeah,
but we'll probably talk about that in March.
We'll come back to it, I'm sure.
Sure.
I
did want to, did you, if you had anything else,
to have them try some essential oils?
We can do a couple. So like we've been talking about a little bit of mental health. We've got a mental clarity. This is good for just like, I'm going to let James smell it. This is the Prawn Roam, which is on sale this month.
Oh, but so good.
So, right, mental clarity, like kind of helping us focus in, helping us. It can help with stress. It can help with the focus component there.
The square root of that.
Woo! Nice.
A little throwback to the scarecrow for a second. that smells great.
Yeah.
It actually does feel very wakey. What I like about a lot of their brand of essential oils, too, is I don't feel the heaviness in my eyes. I don't know if anybody else gets this, especially contact wearers. Sometimes when you have those diffusers going and you're not in maybe a room with a lot of ventilation or anything, it smells great, but it feels heavy on my eyes. Yeah. I don't get that from this brand, and I don't, if I'm being blunt, it's only the cheaper essential oils I seem to get this from, and I think you get what you pay for sometimes. Yeah. Not that any essential oil should ever be too expensive. I mean, they're essential oils, but the ones I get from you guys, perfectly fine, and especially that brand. It's a really good brand.
Yeah, this one is Pranarome Stress Recovery, and this one's another nice, like, just calming. I mean, it's got some, like, mint notes, and it's got some, can't even pick up some of the smells in it, but it's calming and relaxing.
This is really nice, that stress recovery. I like that one. I haven't smelled that one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they're fun ones. So, again, come in, do the smell test, see what you like, try it out. And it's a great time to get a few more of those essential oils than when they're on sale.
I genuinely don't believe that I would have been able to stop smoking without the essential oils. I really feel like it was the difference maker for me in getting to that point.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It can do that for you. It can do that for so many things. And one of the nice things we like to mention with essential oils, if they don't work, no crazy side effects.
Yeah,
no, none
exactly.
of this whole like, side effects may include, you know, none of that. If you don't like it, at least you smell good. At least, you know, the room smells good or something like that.
Well, and also, like, you can, this is the great thing about coming into our store is we have hundreds of these essential oils, and you can smell every single one of them before you buy it.
Make sure you like
smell before you buy. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyways, and I think a lot of these you have immediate, you know, connection with. Like James knew right, I could see it in his face, that it was like helping him kind of relax and focus in.
Definitely.
And not only that, he knew if he liked the smell of it. You know, it might cause, you know, that benefit. But if you're like, well, I don't like patchouli and it has patchouli in it, for example, you'll know right away. Well, I don't like this one. We probably have three other ones you can try. So I think, you know, that's really one of the strengths that we have is you can try all these. The Pranaram brand is always a good value. Yeah. And when it's on sale, it's a great value. So come check these out.
And they're there for any questions you have. The gang of Family Nature Foods, they love answering your questions. They love hunting down answers if they don't have them. Always appreciate the conversation, you guys. Really good one today. And I want to thank you for bringing up stress when it comes to weight issues. I don't think like that gets brought up nearly enough. I've heard a doctor mention that before. That's it. Yeah. So I really appreciate that. I think that was really noteworthy. Yeah. Good conversation, you two. Thank you so much.
As always, it's fun.
Visit our friends at Family Nature Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. You can give them a call at 423-3120. It's 423-3120. Be sure to visit them over there. Follow them on social media. It is a great follow, and we'll talk with you two really soon. Thanks a lot for the time, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good morning. We'll be back with our friends from Encourage, and we'll talk a little bit of Mary's Place when we get back on Morning Magazine here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
When the wolf?
Oh, a wolf. Ooh!
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Aww. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say?
Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe. Giraffe. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter weather advisory continues until 11 a.m. today. Overcast skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 36. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 28 tonight. Cloudy skies. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 34. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome back to Morning Magazine, everyone, for this January 11th, 2023. We have your host, James J., here at 10:34 on the clock, and we are joined by our good friends. We have Kim Shields from Encourage. Good to see you, Kim.
Great to see you. Thank you.
And Danita is always a pleasure. Danita Carlson with us from Mary's Place. Thanks for being here, Danita.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time from both of you so much. And any chance we get to talk about Mary's Place, we're going to take it. We look forward to it, diving into this even more and more as we go along here in Rapids. We, of course, have the one in Marshfield that we have the reference and others. But appreciate the time, you two. First, but before I get going into all the serious stuff, how was your holidays? How are you guys doing? Did you have a good one, Kim?
I did. It was good. Very nice. Thank you.
Yeah, good to hear.
Mine too. Yeah. Very relaxing.
Good. Very nice to hear that. You don't hear that word nearly enough around this time of year. That's good to hear. Let's dive right in. And where do you guys want to start with this? Because we've been talking about Mary's Place for a while now. I feel the audience is pretty up to date on what Mary's Place is. If you want to get into the definition, what they do at Mary's Place, we can. But if there's other places where you'd like to start, that's fine too. So is there a set spot?
Yeah, if it's okay, I'd like to kind of step back from that and kind of go back in time a little bit.
Yeah.
So in our Southwood County area, and I've mentioned this before, and I know your listeners are very familiar, we have some incredible organizations helping to serve our community.
Yeah.
And, you know, through those organizations, great partnerships are formed. And one of the partnerships and coalitions that had started, and Danita and I were trying to think how long it was at least 15 years ago, was a homelessness coalition. Mm. And right now there's, you know, with the colder weather, there's a lot of discussion and people asking for homeless shelter. So I thought it was worth addressing and bringing up that there is a homeless coalition that does work on housing instability. Mm. One of my former colleagues, Don Verwink, was one of the original members of that coalition, along with like Terry Johns from the United Way, so many service organizations, the Wood County Health Department, and actually Danita, in a previous role, was one of those members as well. Mm. And so when we're at Encourage, where we have the vision of a community that works well for all, that's everybody, whether you have stability or instability. And so, you know, it was kind of a good time of year to remind listeners that coalition is still in force. It's still happening. It's coordinated by the United Way. That is one of the coalitions that they help coordinate. So work is still being done. And while Mary's Place is not a homeless shelter, it's a great step in the right direction. And, you know, with the transitional living and all of the wraparound services provided. So there's still great work being done, even though we don't have a homeless shelter at this point.
You don't, you're not raised by a hippie feminist and not, you know, come out of that with some issue, you know, with some issues, with some causes and stuff, with some issues too, but with some causes. And one of the biggest things to me since I was about 6 or 7 years old is seeing homeless people in Chicago and seeing people that, because it wasn't just that these were nameless people to me. You talk to them and you got veterans, you've got hardworking people that worked in factories for many, many years. You've got so many different types of people. You have soldiers that are dealing with this, so many different types of people. There is no stereotypical homeless person. It is the wide gamut of people. And when you talk about things that I believe in this country should not be happening, this is one of those issues. The fact that you guys, the fact that this community cares about this, when, to be blunt, they haven't always had to. The homeless population here in central Wisconsin is not that outrageous as you would say in Los Angeles or some other places, but they still have addressed it over the years. It's not like this is brand new. They've been addressing it for many years. I appreciate that. I think that is incredible, and I'm not alone. I know I've talked to other people in the community, including Terry, about this. And of course, you mentioned the United Way of their homeless point and time count, where that they do every year. I believe twice a year, actually.
Yes.
So keep an eye out for that. And I'm sure that Terry and I will talk about that when she comes on these airwaves and pushes me around and gets me out of the room. I'm joking. Thank you for bringing that up, though. I think that's
absolutely
important. And you're not alone. I've heard people bring that up as well. Mm-hmm. It tells you, real quick, Danita, it tells you how big this issue is when we have a place like Mary's Place, but that only covers a portion of this issue.
I think that that speaks to the, you know, why homelessness needs to be addressed a little bit more, because there's so many layers to it.
And James, you brought up that in Chicago you saw the homeless on the street, and that was one thing that, you know, the 15 years of talking at the coalition and trying to come up with solutions, sometimes it was a little challenging to get the support from the community because we don't see people on the streets like you do in Chicago. So for many people, they don't see homelessness as really an issue for our area, which in fact, it is a pretty substantial issue. There are people that are homeless, and really it just looks different for our community than it may look in Chicago or San Francisco.
The more north you get from Chicago, the more people, if they're homeless, tend to live in their cars, tend to live in shacks or squat, a lot of that kind of thing. But just because you don't see them, it's such a great point to bring up, Danita. Mm-hmm. Thank you. They are still out there. When it comes to being able to help that, to help people with Mary's Place, these kind of things, this is the point of this conversation. This is this is what we're doing here, is trying to be these things. Now, one thing about Mary's Place that is such a unique thing and such a cool thing is it is a chance to get on your feet. It is an opportunity for that. And I think that that is not only unique and cool, but it is one of the best ways to better our society. And I have such a hard time believing that people can have, and I know that there are people, YouTube know better than I do, but how you can have an issue with something like this, where we're taking somebody that in other parts of societies or other parts of the world, maybe they would just be in this spot the rest of their lives, possibly never paying taxes, never adding to society, never betting, never putting back into society or any of these things. They're just stuck. They're in this spot that they don't want to be in. You've never met a homeless person in your life that wants to live that way. Now, with Mary's Place, with things like this, that person, that family, possibly any of the scenario, they get on their feet and they get a job and they're paying taxes and they're putting into their communities. Maybe they're volunteering at some place. Maybe they're helping somebody else get up on their feet and get into Mary's Place. This is what society's all about. This is humanity, everybody. This, I don't know how you can push back on humanity. That doesn't make any sense to me. But here we are. We have Mary's Place. It's every time I pass it, I see more and more work being done. I want to send a shout out to all those hard workers out there, especially in this weather. I know what doing construction in this weather's like. It ain't easy. That's got to be really... I know what it means to me to see it when I drive past it. I can't imagine what it means for you guys, what it means for other people there.
Yeah, and it is. It's exciting to see, and we are a little bit ahead of schedule. I just jumped off a meeting at 10 o'clock that said we're about a month ahead of schedule, so we're hoping that if things continue that we could open by the end of April, start moving furniture in by the end of April. And to your point about the transitional housing, I mean, that is, the word is transitional. We want people to transition in and then for them to, like you were talking about, find employment and to transition out into stable housing. So it is much different than a homeless shelter.
And you guys, I'm asking this rhetorically for you to answer. When it comes to, I go in there, I take a place at Mary's Place, but you know what? I just feel like kicking my feet up. I don't feel like doing anything, nothing like that. That is not how that works. That's because I've had very little pushback on this topic, but what I have, I've had that question come up. Mm. Well, how long can I just kind of, you know, because a lot of people, and it's always, I'm sorry, it's assuming of me to say that, but a lot of the time it is people that are coming from a place of privilege that seem to judge people who are in this spot. And the,
well, they don't understand.
I think that's the issue.
Taking the time to ask the question and understand. I look at it as a hand up. It's not a hand out.
Yeah.
You know, there's an application process that someone will go through or a family will go through. They will pay a sort of a rent in order to live there. It's not just simply kicking your feet up and living for free.
No.
It is making your life better and having the support in place to do that.
And there is an application process.
Yep.
So you are applying to be part of a program through Mary's Place. And so I think that's really important. Mm-hmm. We probably can't say that enough. And it's $80 a week to stay there for a single person. And so... We are, we will allow single men and women to apply to the program, be part of the program, and it was decided, gosh, time goes by so quickly, but maybe a month and a half ago now, that we are going to allow families also. And so that is something that is new to Mary's Place. Mary's Place in Marshfield does not allow families. And since we met last, we are now Mary's Place of Central Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And so we are no longer Mary's Place Marshfield. And so we do, we will be, we are Mary's Place of Central Wisconsin with two locations, one in Marshfield and one in Wisconsin Rapids that we're talking about.
What is the baseline for a family or for people that want to use Mary's Place? Is there an age requirement? Is there a financial requirement? Is there any of these things? You mentioned the $80 a week, but I mean, if I'm, because I also think that the definition of what a homeless person is needs to be discussed sometimes, too. I think that we immediately
it's
think
it's varying, too, depending on your region, where you live,
yeah,
your understanding what services are available. But it does kind of vary. I mean, I knew people that couch surfed, I guess, is a word for it.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
And but officially they were homeless.
Yeah.
They did not have a residence of their own, a mailing address. They did sleep in their cars at times, but they often would have a place to lay their head, but it was somebody's couch till they needed to go to somebody else's couch.
That was called me in my 20s. That was yes. Yeah. And I'm not exaggerating.
Right.
I mean, it really was. Yeah.
Right.
It's a nice point to make. Thank you for that, Kim. I think because I want to get into more talks and I want to get interrupted. Well, let's go ahead and get our commercial break out of the way. We can come back and take it right to the top of the hour. We'll do that with our friends from Encourage and Mary's Place here on Morning Magazine at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, this is J.R. Siewert of Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, and I'd like to invite you to tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up, and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So please tune in. We look forward to hearing from you and even taking your questions during the show.
That's Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, your trusted source for real estate solutions, Thursday at 10 a.m. right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter weather advisory continues until 11 a.m. today. Overcast this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 36. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, lows dip down to about 28. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow, highs level off around 34. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Welcome back to Morning Magazine here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We have a couple of our good friends in Kim Shields from Encourage, Danita Carlson from Mary's Place. Both of you, thank you so much again for being here. Appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Get to talk a little groundbreaking right now. That's always fun. What do we got, Danita?
Well, we had our groundbreaking scheduled for last month.
Mm.
And due to our horrendous weather, we had to cancel it. And so we have our committee meeting, our steering committee meeting at 10 o'clock on Wednesdays. And we just decided today that we will not reschedule that, but we will just look forward to a ribbon cutting when we open, hopefully, like I said, earlier in April. And so look forward to that. We'll make sure and publicize that.
Oh, yeah.
And like to get a lot of people there who will, at that time, then you'll be able to see the building, mm-hmm. see the inside of the building, see exactly what Mary's Place is going to be, and then be able to talk to representatives from our team and ask us questions and find out any information that maybe we haven't given you.
I'm looking forward to that. We will be sending a lot of people to that grand opening. Kim mentioned something earlier about, and I'm so glad you caught me on that, because oftentimes, more times than not, when people have a bias toward something or whatever, any of those issues, it comes from not understanding, not knowing. When they have the open house, when they open up the, when they have the ribbon cutting and stuff, here's a chance for you to actually look in the building, see it for yourself, see that there's nothing to worry about, nothing to be afraid of, and how well, how nice it looks and everything, too, and give a little appreciation to the hard workers that are making that happen, too, and a big shout out to them, all the work that they're doing over there.
Absolutely. Being able to seek to understand is so important.
Yeah. And it goes so much farther than we mm-hmm. realize.
You know, the reason why we're here together is there's it. I've talked about it in the past that it's really been the community just coming together, and we've had so many people coming together and wanting to be a part of Mary's Place, and Encourage Community Foundation wanted to be a part of it also. So I don't know if you want to talk about the matching.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Danita. We are so pleased to be able to make an announcement. This is hot off the press. It's in place right now. So there is a dollar-for-dollar matching opportunity up to $5,000. We're really looking for that grassroots effort, which obviously Mary's Place has done and continues to do. So particularly matching donations from individuals, maybe some businesses, you know, nothing that's been pledged mm-hmm. or anything like that. But I'm really trying to get that grassroots and help raise awareness. I mean, you know, if somebody feels compelled to donate a dollar, please donate a dollar. If somebody is able to contribute more, you know, $25, $50 more, that's amazing. And we just appreciate everything. And with that, I know a lot of times people ask about timing of it. And while we don't have a specific, you know, it has to be done within XYZ time, there are some needs yet that Mary's Place has. They need to purchase some appliances yet. So they're raising funds for that. As I think everybody is pretty aware, the costs of construction and equipment and supplies has skyrocketed. So there's kind of a shortfall there from the initial budgeting that they had planned. And even with all of the in-kind donations and discounts that have been provided to the organization, which are so appreciated, there's still a shortfall. So, you know, it's our hope that we can turn this $5,000 grant into $10,000 and make a good dent in what their needs are for those appliances. So, you know, if you're looking at backdating when you need to have everything ordered and installed by, you know, by the end of February, it would be amazing if this was met.
Is this kind of the next step for Mary's Place is raising funds, is doing that? Not that that hasn't already been in place and everything, but with the construction going on, we're getting closer and closer every day to it up and running and those kind of things. Is that kind of where the groundwork has to go in now, is helping secure funds, making sure that Mary's Place is up and running and able to have all the funds they need? That kind of where we're at now in the timeline.
I would say it's kind of in tandem with the other work that you're still continuing to do.
Right. And when we were on here last month, we had talked about our furniture needs, and it looks like now that the community has come together and we have the funding for the furniture. So that's still one of the things. I did talk about appliances in the past too. The appliance piece still is something that is a need for Mary's Place. I mean, everybody uses appliances in their everyday life.
Yeah.
And so we want to be able to open the doors with all the appliances in the building.
And the appliances will be in the individual apartments as well as a common area. So, which having a common area also brings a sense of community, you know, provides an opportunity for them, for the residents to meet their neighbors, network, you know, just be there.
Part of the way you recover and you get back on your feet is support, And having the community support you to the point where you're getting to have the stay at Mary's Place, that already is going to feel pretty good for these people and going to give them a bit of a shot of encouragement and confidence. But being able to talk to other people and work and know, hey, you're struggling to, oh, you got a similar thing that I'm struggling with. Oh, they built low tide rises all boats, mm-hmm. you know, and this is an opportunity for that to heal together, to grow together. And having things like that is vital to this. It's very important to this. It's so hard for people to relate to these situations, except for other people that are in this situation. Mm-hmm. So having a common area like that, that's great. That's a really cool thing there. And I don't know that I knew that was a part of Mary's Place. That's great.
Yeah, I was super impressed with that personally, on a personal level, that it was so well thought out, to think of the residents. It's a community. And to me, it just makes so much sense because of the incredible supportive programs that are in place to have a common area.
In a perfect world, Mary's Place wouldn't even be needed. You know, we wouldn't even need something like this. But here we are where we do. And what a great opportunity we have to turn something like this, a subject matter like this, around. Mm-hmm. You don't get that very often in society. Every once in a while, something comes along and you're like, well, hey, if we all recycled, things could be better. And then we all start recycling. We got these bins and everything, and we adapt to that. Now it's nothing. We all recycle. We don't even think twice about it. You do things like this in society, and after a little while, they get going. And before you know it, you've got a system in place that's mm-hmm. making things work. And you're homeless, go right to Mary's Place. And then boom, you're on your feet again. Like, I'm not trying to simplify this. It's so much deeper than that. And there is a lot of gray area. But it kind of is that simple in some ways. Like, you give a person a hand. I don't know, I heard this phrase once. You feed a man a fish, he eats for one day. You teach him to fish, he eats for the rest of his life. Right. I believe that phrase is pretty common mm-hmm. and pretty at point. And it's true. It's mm-hmm. absolutely true. This is that. This is, in essence, the same thing.
And it provides hope. It instills that hope, and just what that does to a person internally, to have that hope and support and know that people are rooting for them and they can do it.
And go to any department store and try to buy hope. Try to find hope on the department store. Or, you know, go to Amazon and try to buy some hope. Or
we'd be millionaires if we could figure that out.
It'd be really great. We should.
We wouldn't need the lottery.
In fact, the three of us should meet after this and try to figure that out. But we'll do that another show. For now, Mary's Place creates hope. Things mm-hmm. like this create hope. When you donate to something like this, you are creating hope with those dollars and cents. Encourage matching that is doubling that hope. Matching mm-hmm. that hope. This is an opportunity to be a part of something like that and to really, really help people that could use it, but that aren't just going to use it. They're going to take it and be empowered from it and sure. put back into this world. Mm-hmm. We keep talking about buying local, supporting local, mm-hmm. and I want to keep on hitting on that even when things are getting better and everything, because we can't lose sight of how important that is. But there's a big umbrella there. Yeah, mm-hmm. we're talking about mom and pop businesses. We're also talking about places like Mary's Place.
We're investing in people,
yeah.
and we're investing in our community.
Well said.
And with Encourage, that's a lot of times it's much more than the return on the financial return. That's important, but it's the return on the person, on yeah. humanity, on our community.
I don't know many people that have ever donated or put their time into something or attention into something and felt like, oh, that was a waste. No, you're going to feel great about this, too. If you need that advantage or need that one last bit of incentive to donate, to learn more about, to volunteer, any of these things, with Mary's Place or really any of the things where Encourage joins us and we put the focus on that particular topic, I encourage you to look into these things. There are such great ways for you to impact your community. And I understand that everybody has dollars and cents. You can still make an impact even with just your time.
Right, right. Yeah, we want time, talent, and treasure.
Nice.
And everybody can give in some way. And so if people do want to donate to the Encourage Fund, they can send it to the Marshfield location. And we do have a new website. I think it's been up for about a month now, and it is marysplacecw.org. And on there, you can find the address, but I can give it to you right now. If you wanted to send a check to 300 North Central Avenue in Marshfield, and that's 54449. And then make sure that you note that it's designated to the Wisconsin Rapids location, because we want to make sure that dollar amount can then go towards that Encourage match mm-hmm. that they are offering.
That's a good note. Thank you for that. We've only got a minute or so left. Was there anything you guys wanted to touch on real quick?
I do have an Encourage related item. So our online scholarship applications are still open. The closing date is in 2 weeks from tomorrow. So they close on January 26th. I know it's a snow ice day with kids working virtually today, but hey, it's a great time. High school seniors and continuing college and technical college students, non-traditional, get that application filled out.
I've got the Encourage website up right here to talk about that
perfect.
In the last minute.
It's on the four students tab.
Nicely done. Nicely done, Kip. That was great. And do encourage you to check that out. If there's one thing that I'm hearing less and less, and I'm so happy to be hearing, is, I didn't even know those scholarships existed. I'm hearing more and more people looking into those scholarships and actually knowing about them now. I really think that you joining us and talking about these things, especially when we've been able to take the time to have the students come in and those, it's really doing some good.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
And we want people to be able, there's so many great things and opportunities for people out there. So I do appreciate that we had the moment to be able to touch on that.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Danita, if people have follow-up questions about Mary's Place, they want to ask you and know more about it, is there a way to reach you?
Sure. They can call me at 715-570-2283, or they can email me at marysplacewr@gmail.com.
And Kim, if people have any questions about Encourage, maybe the scholarships we were referencing there, that kind of thing, how can they reach you?
Absolutely. Our phone number is 715-